Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Today is election day. What's going to happen? Well, I'm going to tell you, this change is going to come. And I'm content with the results already because I know this. It is all God's plan. You left everything in the arena, didn't you? Did you fight hard? Did you give it your all? I can say this for myself. My team, we gave it our all. And because of many of you spreading the word about what we do and in a few cases bucking up to do it, etc., we've prevailed. I can tell you we left everything out there. I can't think of anything else I could have done to do more. I wake up every day to do a radio show, 2 hours of a show. When that's done, prep for the show, et cetera. So there's time that goes into prep. Then I have to write. Then I'm doing other radio shows. Occasionally I'll do a TV, something or another. And then it all shifts into a whole other gear. And by the way, that's a full day for most people. But it shifts into a whole other gear because we're building Americans for Real Change in Arizona. We'll roll it out across the country. We're getting Backstage Club going because I told you guys this show is going to go behind the firewall. As much as I want it to be disseminated to millions, which would have actually paid the bills, we're still being banned on social media. So we're going to need the hardcore people to say, yep, Kevin, we're going to give you the shekels and join the Backstage Club so we can have access to all your stuff. But we're also working with people in various news outlets. I mean, the stuff that we're doing truly is innovative. It's innovative. We're running the FlickFest, which is our movie streaming service. Got some people that are going to help us out with that, and I could go down the list. So we gave it our all. We've looked at pop culture. We've looked at the political side of it. We have been funny about it. I mean, I did a comedy troupe that we're now trying to go around the country to spread conservative comedy. When I say conservative comedy, how about this? We're going around the country spreading truth. We're laughing at everything. Left, right, center, it doesn't matter. If it's funny, it's funny. We're not making distinctions on it. If justice prevails, if America's who I think it is, and I know we have a loving, living God, we'll win big. You guys want to make any predictions? Give me a ring, 844-551-8255. A lot of people have made predictions to me. But the prevailing attitude, when they tell me, so Kev, here's what I think's going to happen, man. The prevailing attitude is they're very scared. They're confident, but they're scared. They're confident because they know we're right. They know that crime, that inflation and crime are the top two issues on Americans' brains. Then you start looking at things, depending on the state, illegal immigration, which got, you know, moved to the fore by guys like DeSantis and Abbott and others. And, yeah, maybe abortion is an issue. Certainly the Democrats have made, a woman's right to choose. I'm going to take it away. A woman's right to choose was preempted when they did lockdowns. See, there are a lot of women out there going, you know, it's funny. I had a right. It was my right to choose. But what if I'd wanted an abortion during the time of COVID? What if I'd had COVID during the time that I wanted my abortion? And I was 9 months, and they wouldn't let me kill the baby on the birthing table. What would have happened then? They're thinking about it. They're wondering, maybe I'm not as free as I thought I was. Anyway, a lot of the people who are scared, they wonder if the Democrats will do something to win, you know, to cheat. Not an October surprise, a November surprise. And they know that nobody wants leftist policies. Leftist policies are making people starve to death. They're making people sacrifice food for rent, sacrifice meds for food, and I could go on. So here's the thing, folks. It is imperative that we get the word out. I'm telling you right now, I'm warning you that, you know, I want the most ardent listeners to this program that are willing to get the word. Here's what I'll make you a deal. If we can spread the word about this program and do it the right way, where I can compensate these guys that suck it up every day and do this because they love me and love what we do and they love the country and they love you, I'll take it from behind the firewall. I don't care. I'm not here. If we make money, I mean, I'm an avowed capitalist and I'm unapologetic about it, but I don't need radio to make money, but I certainly don't need it to lose any. Okay. But we got to get the word out, and here's why. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of the same messengers. I'm sick of people not willing to stand up for what they truly believe. They equivocate. They capitulate. We need warriors on our side, those willing to step in front and face the bad guys. And I'm one of them, but there are many others out there, and I want to help you find them. I'm never going to tell you, oh, I'm the only guy that you should. No, there are lots of people out there, just like, you know, kind of like me, that are willing to stand in front of that bullet and take it for you. I want to find them, and I want to tell you, see them as well. But I'm sick of the people that are just in it strictly for the money. Anyway, back to the voting. Early voting has favored Republicans, and we have been certain to keep record of our votes. At least from the people I've talked to, they're like, Kevin, I took a snapshot of my voter thing, whatever. They're bringing their ballots, their mail-in ballots, to the voting precinct that they voted early. It's crazy stuff they're doing. So good for the Republicans that are saying, I'm leaving nothing to chance. Anyway, what's on tap for today, folks? How are we going to expose leftism? Well, we do it every day with ease. As Rush Limbaugh says, with one hand tied, using only half my brain and one hand tied behind my back. Oh, I haven't heard much discussion about Rush. It's funny, when it's gone, it's gone. You'll hear the occasional mention, but not much. So what do we got today? We got Miss America getting a win. We have CNN in the news, and I want to talk about a new app that I found that I think is going to blow your mind. So if we just use those three topics, I could cover the entire show, but we even have more than that. So stick around, and we will get to it, and I promise you're going to love the show today.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
96-12-59. Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We live in dangerous times, folks. Leftism has taken over the world, or taken over America at least, in a coup that occurred in 2020. There was another coup that occurred all around the world in 2020 and lasted through 2021, and that was the coup of the China virus. But besides that, what we now face, folks, are the most dangerous time in our lives. I don't care how old you are, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy, you have never been in more dangerous times than you are right now all over the world, but I'm speaking of just America. And I say this particularly if you live in a leftist-controlled state like China-fornia, or perhaps you live in an urban indoctrination center. In any state in the union, pick one. Pennsylvania, you got Pittsburgh, and you got Philadelphia. You don't hear much about Pittsburgh, but you hear a lot about Philadelphia, don't you? The crime rate soaring. But it doesn't matter. Take Pittsburgh, take Cleveland, Cincinnati, if you want to pick on Ohio. Take Houston and San Antonio, if you want to pick, or Dallas, if you want to pick on Texas. Doesn't matter where. Safety is key. And as we've talked about in the midterms, and what I think will bear us out today is those suburban white women who now have suddenly flipped, according to the nation's polls, the latest polls. They flipped on the Democrats, these college-educated white women, or maybe it's just college-educated women in general, but certainly the white women, because these suburban white women have flipped. And you want to know why they flipped? Because they don't believe they're safe under the Democrats. And they would be right. If you want to live under a Democrat, you have to say, it's like I told you guys about this app for, where you can go out online and report things going on in the neighborhood. And we reported a guy jumping the fence, stealing things off of people's, porches and what have you in the backyard. And so we report this. And these suburban white yuppies go, city living. Yeah, city living is, you should just be okay with some black dude randomly jumping into your yard and stealing your barbecue pit. It should be okay. So when you go out to cook on the weekend, you go, what happened to the barbecue pit? And they go, city living. What a cop out. You can't even say, you know what? I feel for you. Somebody should not come and take your property without you caring. How many do I really need to create analogies and metaphors for how this could impact you? Maybe they want to partake of your 17-year-old daughter. Would that be okay? For leftists, it would be. It's like I was telling this friend of mine asked a woman, he said, would you use a gun if a man was going to sexually assault your granddaughter? To this woman, and she says, no, I don't know. And he goes, I'm done talking to you. I don't even want to talk to you. Because, see, that's not a rational statement. That's a lie. Anyway, we do live in dangerous times, and the danger is created by leftists. Defund the police, release the criminals, etc. And let me tell you how bad it's gotten. I don't know if you've heard of this. It's called the Citizen App. And here's how they write about it. The most powerful safety app for today's world. Download Citizen to feel safer at home or out. Get real-time safety alerts and live video of incidents happening near you. Updates on natural disasters or protests. And know if your loved ones are near a dangerous incident. Citizen notifications have urged people to evacuate burning buildings, deterred school buses from nearby terrorist attacks, and have led to the rescue of a one-year-old girl from a stolen car. One-year-old, not a girl, from a stolen car. Citizens may notify you of a crime in progress before the police have responded. It's meant to protect you and your family. Please use it responsibly. This is them advertising their own thing. Now, I saw this, it came across my phone while I was playing a game, and I thought to myself, wow. When I was growing up, I wouldn't have ever thought, I mean, I understand the need for it. I understand, yeah, it would be good to know if there's a crime in progress somewhere and it hasn't been reported. I mean, think about the citizen journalists we have in the world right now. The people that something breaks out and they're like, oh, dude, you ain't gonna believe it. This dude jumped out of his car and he shoot at another guy because the guy rear-ended him. You know, and they give their own commentary. And it's not anywhere near. It isn't like all buttoned up, you know, what's his face on Fox News. Met Brett Mayer or whatever his name is. Brett Baer. It's not that. And today from Fox News, we report, it's not that. It's some dude just go, oh, dude, you ain't gonna believe it, man. Which, by the way, I like better. I like it better. I like that impromptu, you ain't gonna believe it. And dude, the camera's jerky. I like that. And by the way, that's all Fox does. They clean it up there. Brett Baer comes on and says, hey, here's what happened in the citizen journalist filmed in there. And then you get the, dude, you ain't gonna believe it. And Brett Baer's just there to kind of make it. He whitewashes it, right? And I'm just using him as an example. It doesn't matter. The talking heads, they whitewash the news that is now being reported mostly from anybody? Anybody? Yes, citizen journalists. Those are the people doing it. So they have this thing And it says real-time safety alerts, location-based notifications help you avoid potentially dangerous situations. Do you think people could use this in Portland? Do you think people could use this in Detroit? Do you think people could use this in, well, anywhere that Democrats control the politics? Anywhere they're defunding the police? I mean, I would forget the police scanner, you know, the blotter, the what they call it, the plotter or the blotter, I don't know which one they call it, but whatever they call it, where they're 1018 happening over 1032, 187, you know, whatever, I don't know the numbers, but you get it. Can you imagine the power of this thing? And I'm going to tell you right now, some of you are looking it up and you're going, you know what? I think I'm going to download that. I think I'm going to, just in case I'm stuck in an urban indoctrination center or if I'm in, you know, Chinafornia. I'm going to definitely take a look at this. You better. Now, I'm not here. I don't make a nickel off this. I wish I did. I wish I'd invented it. It's a great idea. But I'm going to tell you, if they're smart, they're going to let citizen journalists do it. And they may do because they say, please use it responsibly. So maybe they're talking about when you report something. See, because let me tell you why they have to put that disclaimer on there. Too many leftists will go, a cop is beating down somebody over here. And you find out from the dash cam that the dude tried to shoot the cop and take his weapon. Right? But if it's used correctly, it would be great. But here's the biggest thing for me. This thing, when I was growing up, I mean, and I'm not talking about because we didn't have internet. It wouldn't have been as big of a deal. But now, I think even conservatives would have to take a serious look at this. Maybe some of you are. Love your comments. 844-551-8255. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are some problems happening across the country this election day. In Arizona, a few dozen voting centers in the state's largest county are having issues with their machines counting ballots. However, officials in Maricopa County, home to Phoenix, say this doesn't mean there's fraud and everybody can vote in key races like the ones for governor and U.S. Senate. Somebody in Southern California is a billionaire after winning the latest Powerball jackpot. The California lottery confirmed one lucky ticket was sold just northeast of Los Angeles. It matched all five numbers and the Powerball to win just over $2 billion. Last night's drawing was delayed due to a technical issue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's open to negotiations with Russia if they are focused on safeguarding Ukraine's territorial integrity. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've got lots of prognosticators on the elections, the midterms that are happening today. And a lot of my friends have chimed in, and one of them is a guy by the name of Wayne Allen Root, who's a very successful businessman. And he makes observations similar to mine. And I'll begin with talking about this in Wayne's terms by reading what he wrote recently, which is the final sad days of desperation and depression are setting in for Democrats. They know a disaster is upon them. They know this coming Tuesday is a disaster-level event for the Democratic Party. He could have called it an extinction-level event, an Ellie. He says, for all intents and purposes, Democrats may cease to exist as a major party after Tuesday. The red wave landslide is that big. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Now, you've heard me be exuberant, right? This is a guy who is a very accomplished guy who understands beyond. Look, you can look at data all you want. We have to be able to look at what's going on and from your own common sense point of view and balance that with, you know, everything you know about the ecosystem of politics, which is polling is a lie. Democrats are going to cheat. Republicans are going to probably help to some degree. There is a divide inside of both parties, but where's the bigger chasm? Where's the bigger chasm? I alluded the other day that, I didn't have the data, but I heard that DeSantis spoke with Paul Ryan. And I said to you guys, that's the division that exists within the Republican Party, where guys like Ryan and Romney and Murkowski and Susan Collins and others, the Rhino crowd, want to see, can we separate these people? Can we perform the Lincoln Project or whatever they called it with George Conway and pretend that everybody hates Donald Trump, etc. And when they did it in 2020, they got away with it, and they tried to make people believe that Trump was so hated that people would side up and vote for this demented clown that now sits in the White House. And it's a blatant lie. And so the idea that DeSantis is meeting with Ryan is supposed to create some sort of conflict with us. And as I said, DeSantis should meet with everybody. He should meet with the enemy. Meet with them. Find out what's on their minds. And then remember, you cannot win a Republican or conservative election without the Trump supporters. Period. Call it third party, if you want to call it that. I think Trump easily has 50% of Republicans who will support him. Well over. I've seen straw polls. DeSantis is a great guy. He will have his turn, unquestionably. We certainly don't need people like Ducey. So when he gets his turn, people will fully support him. Josh Hawley, Carrie Lake, maybe Kristi Noem, maybe some other up-and-comers. Mark Robinson's one, a lieutenant governor of North Carolina, you hear things about. Who knows? But here's what I can tell you. We have a bench, and it is not nearly as divided as those Democrats. He goes on. Wayne Allen Root, he says, it's morphed into a red tsunami, not a red wave. There's nothing left for Democrats to do but to try to rig and cheat. And after the fact, claim the GOP stole the election. Classic Saul Alinsky strategy. Look in the mirror and whatever you see, blame your opposition for what you are and what you do. Again, Wayne's not telling us anything I haven't said before. And this is why I tell you, I don't read other people's stuff. I don't follow their stuff. But I will use it to bolster what I've already said. And he says, but even their best rigging and election fraud won't work this time. Have you heard this from somebody? There's some good-looking black dude that's got a radio show, and his name is Kevin Jones. I'm just guessing. But I think I've heard him say this. See, I told you this. I said, the appetite to cheat is not nearly what it was in 2020. The appetite to cheat for Democrats doesn't exist. He says Democrats can cheat about 6 to 8 points, maybe 10 in a best case scenario. That's the most they can get away with. But this GOP landslide is so big, nothing can stop it. It's a tsunami that will overwhelm the usual 6 to 8 point Democrat cheat. Democrats are powerless to stop a double digit GOP win. I couldn't agree more. I've said it on other people's radio shows. They said, Kevin, what's the difference if you know that the Democrats are going to cheat? I go, they cheat every election. What they try to figure out is how much they can get away with. And yes, they cheated in some very clever ways. But here's what people don't understand. They used the Republicans to help them. The reason why Stacey Abrams is not going to win Georgia, I will guarantee you she will not win Georgia, is because Brian Kemp helped cheat. Raffensperger cheated with him. They colluded against Trump. That's why I tell you it's the lesser of the two evils with Kemp. But at least we have one we can control. And as we continue, now we can hold his feet to the fire. We can force him to implement legislation that prevents this cheating to ever happen again. And he's got to go along with it. The other thing that's happening, and this is what we're doing, is we're building Americans for Real Change. And we're blanketing these states to make sure that, I mean, I'm just telling you, when this is implemented, every politician, I don't care whether you're Republican, Independent, or Democrat, which spells RID, by the way, and we should get rid of them all, but no matter who you are, you will listen to the voice of the people. That's what this is about, giving the people voice. So Wayne Allen Root and I agree. Democrats cannot cheat big enough. He says you have to get 15 to 20 points of cheat in order to defeat the Republicans. And you can't do it. Because if you're going to cheat to that degree, you've got to implement so many things that you will get caught. It can't happen. And if people went, if what's expected doesn't occur and the citizenry finally realizes, okay, this is a cheat. Now you've got anarchy. He says, this time it isn't just a white middle class landslide like in 2016 and 2020. It's a majority of Latinos, too. Well, it's not just the majority of Latinos, too. It's a lot of blacks. It's a lot of gays. It's a lot of others who are saying, you know what? I'm tired of being marginalized. I'm tired of being used. I'm tired of you making a political piñata out of my, quote, special interests, because you know what? It is not about my special interests. I am not black than American. I am not LGBTQ than American. I am not Latino than American. I am not woman than American. I'm not these intersectionalities and then American. I am American first. And you know what I don't like? I don't like being used. I don't like the things that you're doing. I don't like what's happening. He goes on to say, Democrats have no one but to blame but themselves. He's so right. It isn't us. It isn't the people that left him. The Democrats that are leaving the Democratic Party, you know what they're saying? I didn't leave the Democratic Party. They left me. And in large part, that's true. There was a time when the Democrats and Republicans disagreed. We've talked about this. They disagreed, but you didn't feel malice. You said, look, I don't like your approach for dealing with poverty, but I do believe you want to solve it. But I don't like your approach. And they'd say, well, I don't like your approach either because yours seems to be top down and you want to do this, that, and the other. Okay. But we could agree to disagree, and we could check out which one worked, and if one worked better than the other, yeah, there was still some partisan divide, but for the most part, people were like, okay, I get it. That's not happening anymore. The Democrats, who are the new brand, the new breed, they're like the new Black Panthers, man. They got no reasons for excuses. The only thing these guys want to do, I'm not talking about the Black Panthers, even though they've been... You haven't heard mention of them in ages. But these Democrats are all about self. That's what they're about. He says, Democrats decided early on that this whole election hinged on abortion. And they stuck with that theme until the bitter end, to the tune of billions of dollars of advertising down the drain. I've been in multiple markets. Every market, they run the same commercial against whoever's in that market. Blake Masters once said that not allow you to kill babies. And you go somewhere else and they go, Herschel Walker does not want to allow you to kill babies. And you go to another market and they say, oh, this senator who's a Republican doesn't want to allow you to kill babies. And it all went on deaf ears. And I already explained why. When we come back, I'm going to talk more about Wayne Allyn Root's validation of me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's not just me, folks. There are many people out there predicting a red wave. And as I said earlier, you got to trust in the Lord. You got to trust in that God has a plan that we don't see. I remember when Obama got elected, people were crying in their milk, especially in 2012. 4 years of that disaster. And then we have to go through four more years. How many Supreme Court justices did he assign? Two, right? Then we get Biden, who assigned one where we know is fraudulent and unqualified, by the way. Welcome back. I want to give you a little bit of heart for the midterms happening today, the vote happening today. Who knows when the count will be done, because the Democrats are going to try to do everything they can to cheat. And as I've said, and as Wayne Allen Root said, and I talked about this in the previous segment, it's going to take a lot of cheating, more than they can muster. How much cheating do you think you can get away with? I mean, at this point, it would be like Nancy Kerrigan, instead of, what's her name, Cindy Galluli, what was her name? Anyway, the skater, instead of her sending Galluli to break her knees, you know, in the green room, it would be like sending Galluli to break her knees while she's skating on ice. That's how the Democrats would be looked at in this election cycle if they try to cheat to the level that they did before. How many elections do you think they can rig? Oh, they rigged a bunch of them in 2020. Don't make no mistake about it. But the one they had to rig was the one with Trump. And I'll be honest with you, the reason why they are so adamant about punishing election deniers is they know you know. They have to try to intimidate you, send the IRS to your house, arrest the Catherine Engelbrechts and the Greg Phillips of the world. Make them tell you who narked. I'm surprised James O'Keefe is still walking around and not in prison like a modern day, what's the guy that WikiLeaks do, Julian Assange? Wayne Allen Root goes on. He says, America's economy is in disaster. We are on the edge of economic collapse. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson again. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You confident about the midterms? You think there's going to be some cheating? Of course you're confident about the midterms, but you do believe there will be some cheating. But if you're like me and Wayne Allen Root, they can't cheat enough to defeat us. And do you know how disheartening that is when you own the media, the biggest mouthpiece of politics, who should be, you know, people who are neutral in their impact? They're not neutral. So you have that aspect. They got it. They can't do it. They can't. He goes on, inflation has destroyed the great American middle class. Crime exploding everywhere. The borders are open and millions of criminals, gangbangers, terrorists, and cradle-to-grave welfare addicts are pouring in. And what do Democrats offer in the closing days of the midterm campaign? Biden and Obama. Abortion. Drag queen shows. Mask your babies and toddlers. And, quote, swimming is racist, end quote. He goes on, this is how ignorant, clueless, and out of touch and dangerous Democrats are. By the way, with all the information that's now coming out about the vaccines, and we're going to do a vax show that's going to blow your mind. We've done them before, but you got to keep reminding people that these are the people that call themselves experts. And you know what they did? These so-called experts got people to inject themselves with poison. They got kids that will never have children because of this. I'm telling you right now, this is not done by a long shot. They lock this down, but then they tell you, you got rights. You got rights to do choose, but you don't have a right to choose what you put in your body when they were forcing you to do it. And now, look at all the lawsuits that are coming up, the people that are getting their jobs back, because they said, I wasn't getting that shot. You can't force me to get a shot. That is not a condition of my employment. He goes on, he says, Biden's closing pitch never mentioned inflation or the economy. He was too busy painting Republicans as evil and announcing the Democrats plan to steal the election with days of mail-in ballot counting after Election Day. That's all they got. He says they're not even bothering to hide it anymore. It's abortion and steal the election because they know the American people are overwhelmingly against them. When he says that, you cannot state that any better. It used to be politics was 40-40-20. I'm telling you right now, this is a 70-30 electorate our way. I'm absolutely certain of it. Even the Midwest suburban housewife, white you know, white collar worker, or husband's a white collar worker, even she is disgusted with the Democrats demoralizing her children, teaching them that they're racist and on, teaching their young boys and young men that they're sexist. And they have toxic masculinity. They're sick of it. They're sick of racism actually being taught in school. The most non-racist generation in the history of America. And I'm telling you, we've come a long way. And you know what they do? All the Democrats do. They're racist, racist, racist. He says in Nevada, the Democrats closing Get Out the Vote events featured drag queen shows. Look it up. He says, this is all they've got. Men dressed like women, women with penises singing Judy Garland. Democrats are a parody of themselves. They scare normal American moms and dads. I think that's one of the most profound statements he's made. And it's, I mean, it, to me, it's inherent. You know, you would know that. It's intrinsic to their being that they are fear mongers. But it's more than just a feeling of fear. You know, where we're going to take away the cops, but I don't. There's nobody beating me up. There's nobody robbing me right now. So I have a fear of what could come, but it isn't there. It doesn't manifest itself. The fear that they've created, which is at any moment your job can be snatched away from you with cancel culture. At any moment your kids can turn on you and call you racist. Just let them go to college a semester or two. The fear of this sexualization of your young babies with these drag queen nonsense stuff. He says a new video has surfaced in Nevada where the Democrat staffer bashing Hispanic voters. He reports how shocked he is to keep running into Latino Republicans. The Democrat staffer blames Latinos for being too machismo. He mocks them like, hey, I don't like gay people and crap. He uses a different word. I hadn't seen that, but I'll take Wayne's word for it. He says, well, maybe, just maybe you shouldn't have tried to get out the vote with drag queen shows. Maybe you should have tried desperately to change, shouldn't have tried desperately to change little Latino boys into girls and little Latino girls into boys. Maybe you shouldn't have brainwashed kids at school with transgender ideology. Maybe you shouldn't have allowed boys into girls' sports. Maybe Biden in his closing weekends of the midterm campaign should have made time for a White House meeting with transgender TikTok star who wants to, quote, normalize women with a bulge in their crotch area. He made time for this, by the way. Biden did. I said it wrong. He made time for that. He says, when Democrats realized Biden was radioactive and his painful speeches turned independents into hardcore Republican voters, they panicked and turned to Obama. Obama, last gas secret weapon. Except Obama is despised, not popular. Have you heard this before from anybody? Anybody? Good looking black guy named Kevin Jackson on the Kevin Jackson Network. Just wondering, anybody? Obama in his 8 years in office was the greatest Republican salesman in history. Wayne Allen Root writes, sending Obama out to campaign across the USA may be worse than drag queen shows. While Obama was president, Democrats suffered their worst losses in modern history. Obama campaigning for you isn't a blessing, it's a curse. The guy's the Hindenburg of Democrats. With Obama as president, Democrats lost 76 seats, 15 U.S. Senate seats, 13 governorships, 816 state legislative seats. Historic numbers. The whole USA turned red under Obama. That's your secret weapon? What did I tell you? I told you, Barack Obama is toxic. They parade him out there to make you have the illusion that he continued to have power. That's what they did. And that's part of the cheat is, well, we had Obama out there. He was our secret weapon. He's the reason why we got these numbers. Finally, he says that the final sad days of Democrats are about a confused and hated president with dementia and an ex-president despised by middle America, a House Speaker whose self-destructive husband gets himself in life or death trouble every time Nancy leaves the mansion, abortion, abortion, abortion.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.